This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'd turn them loose. What the heck? You're up by a run. Uh-oh. Good Lord. Are you kidding me?
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wait. James Wood.
How many other guys in baseball are doing that?
Dude.
Huh?
Dude. Come on now. That's 400.
On a string.
Against the traffic.
FanDuel Sports Network on the call. James Wood hitting one of his 7 home runs already this year. He's got 7 homers, 17 RBIs, only hitting .232. But it seems like every single
nobody
one of his home runs.
Nobody cares about batting average.
I do.
Yeah.
So that's
how
not nobody.
Is, how much does he get on base?
I know, but I care about batting average.
Okay. Well,
I care about batting average.
He gets on base 34% of the time. Go find how many Baltimore Orioles are doing that.
Not many, but he's only hitting .230.
Nobody cares.
I do. So that means
he's
by definition you're
wrong. He's got a slug of .861. He's a 20-year-old kid. If Jackson OPS. Holiday was doing what James Wood was doing, you would be doing a segment on
I
it
agree.
Every day.
I just
you would be doing cartwheels and backflips.
Just
if he was
like,
going opposite field 420+ all the time.
Just like I pointed out a year ago that Anthony Santander was only hitting .200, I'm going to point out that this guy's only hitting .230. It's important to
okay.
me.
He's slugging .524.
That's great, and I'll point
like
that out too. But he's hitting .230.
And he's got nobody in the lineup. He's in a lineup full of mooks.
You're focusing on the one negative. I was talking all positive except for the batting average.
Is it even a negative? If you're getting on base 34% of the time,
I think .230 is a negative.
Who cares how he gets on base?
I do. But alas, he's really good.
The reason he's got a .232 is because he's the only guy who hits the ball hard on that team. So he's got to swing for the fences because that's the only way they score runs.
Nathaniel Lowe's hitting .295.
Yeah.
Gilbert Ruiz hitting .305.
Gilbert Ruiz had a really good start. Go look at what he's done in the last 2 weeks.
It's a long season.
James, if you let James Wood beat you, whether he's batting first, second, third, or fourth, shame on you. This kid is a Maryland kid. He's the real deal. He was one of the main pieces in the Juan Soto trade, and he and Mackenzie Gore are paying massive dividends to the Nats right now. Mackenzie Gore leading the majors in strikeouts, I believe. C.J. Abrams is I think he's a good player. He's scuffling a little bit now, but still an .874 OPS is nothing to frown about. I will tell you this. This is a young athletic team. They don't get on base that much, but I bet they challenge Sanchez and Adley every chance. I don't know that Dylan Cruz can get on base, but if you hit him or you walk him, he's going to try to steal second, and he'll probably try to steal third. Like, they know who they are. But, yeah, look, Josh Bell, I think he's toast. Lowe's a professional hitter. Ruiz had an amazing start to the season. I still think there's a lot of holes in his swing. There's a lot of guys in this lineup who have swing and miss, and they're not a very good baseball team. But if you let I'm just telling you, James Wood, I really enjoy watching him play baseball.
He's leading off for them.
Well, the key against the Nats is to get to the bullpen because it's got awful.
Bad.
It's dead last in ERA, 7.19 ERA, despite pitching the second fewest innings by relievers, 30th in bullpen whip at a 1.79.
Yeah, I mean, look, that this is a team that the Orioles need to take 2 out of 3 from. But we know, look, Mitchell Parker tonight has the exact profile of everything that gives them nightmares.
Yes.
So, like, he's not going to beat you with velo. He's not going to try to beat you with velo. He's going to beat you with a pitch mix and a little bit of deception from the left side. He's not going to try to be something he's not. And can they find the right collection of 9 hitters to finally do something against a softer tossing lefty? I don't know. Maybe tonight is a night they break through. But he's going to be tough. Now, tomorrow night, you know, that. What is it, Williams? I mean, you should be able to get after him a little bit. And then I'm just looking Thursday. Do they have to face Gore in this series?
I don't believe so.
That's a huge win if you don't have to face McKenzie.
Yeah, Gore's starting game 3.
Povich against Gore game 3. Yeah. So, like, can you do anything against the lefty tonight? If you don't, then you might not win this series.
Interesting lineup. Mullins leads off in center field. Adley's the DH batting second. Gunnar Henderson is the shortstop batting third. Ryan Mountcastle batting fourth at first base. Tyler O'Neill, he's in right field batting fifth. Heston Kerstad in left field batting sixth. Jordan Westberg is at third base batting seventh. Gary Sanchez batting eighth at catcher. And Jackson Holliday batting ninth at second base. So the lefties are playing against a lefty.
Well, again, the way they've been doing it, 184 average, 256 on base, 253 slug, 512 OPS against lefties to this point with 53 Ks and 174 at-bats. Hey, the Wizards and the Warlocks are finally ready to try something else.
Yeah, when you're 29th in OPS, why don't you try something different against lefties?
Draft is 2 days away. What are the Ravens going to do? We're going to ask NFL Network Cynthia Freeland next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.